You're listening to New Technia. Scientists found the first genetic clues to borderline personality disorder, but DNA is not destiny. The largest genetic study of borderline personality disorder found 11 associated regions of the genome. The result strengthens evidence that biology matters, but it cannot diagnose an individual, predict their future, or replace the role of experience and environment. Scientists have found the clearest genetic signals yet linked to borderline personality disorder. The discovery does not create a DNA test, and it does not mean that trauma or environment no longer matter. It shows that biology is one part of a much larger story. The 30-second summary. What happened? The largest genetic study of borderline personality disorder identified 11 associated regions of the genome and 9 candidate risk genes. Why does it matter? It provides strong evidence that vulnerability to the condition is partly biological and may eventually point researchers toward better treatments. What is the catch? The genetic score explained only a small part of risk. All participants were of European ancestry, and the findings cannot diagnose or predict the condition in an individual. 1.1 million people. The study compared data from roughly 13,000 people with the condition against more than 1.1 million controls. Why this finding matters? Borderline personality disorder, or BPD, can involve rapidly changing emotions, an unstable sense of self, impulsive behavior, and difficulty maintaining relationships. Experiences vary widely, and diagnosis is made through clinical assessment rather than a laboratory test. For years, research has highlighted the influence of trauma, relationships, and other life experiences. Those factors remain important. The new study adds evidence that inherited biological differences can also affect susceptibility. This may help challenge the damaging idea that people with BPD simply choose their emotions or behavior. At the same time, genetic language must not create a new stigma by suggesting that someone is permanently unstable or beyond recovery. What the researchers found. The international team conducted a genome-wide association study, or GWAS. This method compares millions of common genetic variants across very large groups to find variants that appear slightly more often among people with a particular condition. The discovery analysis included 12,339 people with BPD and 1,041,717 controls. A separate replication stage added 685 cases and 107,750 controls. The combined analysis identified 11 associated genomic regions and highlighted 9 candidate genes, including FOXP2, SGCD, and EXD3. These are not 11 causes or 9 BPD genes. The disorder appears to be polygenic, meaning many variants probably contribute tiny amounts to overall susceptibility. A person can carry risk-associated variants without developing BPD, while another person can develop it without carrying a particular highlighted variant. What the percentages really mean? The researchers estimated that the common genetic variants measured in the study accounted for about 17.3% of variation in susceptibility within the population studied. This does not mean genes cause 17.3% of an individual's condition. Heritability describes differences across a population under particular conditions, not how much of one person's experience is genetic. The team also created a polygenic score by combining many small genetic effects. It explained about 4.6% of the variation in BPD liability in the study datasets. That can support research, but it is nowhere near sufficient for diagnosing an individual or predicting their future. The simplest interpretation is this: scientists found a detectable genetic footprint, not a clinical DNA test. Why genes and trauma are not competing explanations. The genetic pattern associated with BPD overlapped with patterns seen in post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, antisocial behavior, suicide, and self-harm measures. This could help researchers investigate why symptoms and diagnoses often overlap. However, genetic correlation does not prove that one condition causes another or that the conditions are biologically identical. Shared signals may reflect common pathways, overlapping symptoms, diagnostic practices, or other influences. Genes can affect temperament or sensitivity to stress, while relationships, adversity, and support shape development. Over time, trauma may affect people differently depending on biological susceptibility, and effective treatment can help even when that susceptibility exists. Before we overstate the result, every participant in the main analyses was of European ancestry, limiting how confidently the findings apply to other populations. The studies did not all identify BPD in exactly the same way. The number of affected participants remains smaller than in genetic studies of several other psychiatric conditions. An association near a gene does not prove that the gene causes the condition. The study does not change diagnosis or treatment today. Could this lead to better treatment? Psychotherapy remains the central evidence-based treatment for BPD, and structured approaches can substantially improve symptoms and daily functioning. No medication is approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration specifically for the disorder, although clinicians may treat individual symptoms or accompanying conditions. The long-term value of the new study is in understanding mechanisms. Larger and more diverse research could uncover biological pathways, improve the classification of symptoms, and identify possible drug targets. But moving from a statistical genetic signal to a safe treatment normally takes years. The responsible conclusion is neither everything is genetic nor everything comes from experience. The study provides the strongest genetic clues so far, but DNA changes probability, not destiny. It does not define a person or close the door to recovery. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.